Section 8. Folk Wisdom from Around the World. Part 1. Aesop's Fables.
Sour Grapes. A fox, who hadn't had a square meal in days, slipped into a vineyard one morning. He saw a juicy, ripe bunch of grapes hanging from a vine overhead. He jumped for them, but they were just out of reach. "Oh, well," he panted, "those grapes were probably sour anyway."
The Stupid Donkey. A hungry lion slipped out of the forest into a barnyard one evening. When he saw a plump donkey, his mouth began to water. But just as he was ready to jump on the donkey, a rooster crowed. He was frightened, and so turned away into the forest again.
"Hey, look at that cowardly lion," the donkey brayed to the rooster. "I'm going to chase him," and the donkey ran after the lion. "Wait," the rooster shouted, "you don't know that—" But it was too late. The lion had turned and killed the donkey. "Ah, my poor, stupid friend," the rooster said, as he watched the lion eating the donkey. "The lion wasn't afraid of you, but of my crowing."
The Donkey in the Lion's Skin. A donkey, not the same one as in the other story, but one just as stupid, found a lion's skin in the forest one afternoon. He put it on and he went to the barnyard to frighten the other animals. "Hee-haw! I'm a lion," the donkey brayed at a rooster. "That's a pretty stupid joke," the rooster said. "Even though you look like a lion, anyone can tell you're a donkey as soon as you open your mouth."
The Dove and the Hawks. A chicken grower set a trap for hawks that had been attacking his flock. One afternoon, he found a dove in his net. "Let me go. I'm not a hawk," the dove begged. The chicken grower agreed. "Maybe not, but I'm not going to let you go. You're as bad as they are, if you're with them. After all, birds of a feather flock together."
The Ant and the Grasshopper. While a grasshopper was taking it easy in the shade one hot summer's day, an ant struggled in the sun with a grain of rice that he was carrying to his nest. "Hey, Mr. Ant," the grasshopper said, "why don't you take it easy like me? You can work tomorrow." The ant paused. "I'm saving up food now for the cold winter ahead, and if you know what's good for you, you'll do the same," he said. 3 or 4 months later, winter came and it was very cold. While the ant was snug in his nest, the starving grasshopper shivered under a pile of dead leaves and wished that he'd paid attention to the ant's advice.
The Stag's Antlers. A stag admired his reflection in a pool of water one day. "My, but my antlers are very handsome," he thought. "Just look at my poor skinny legs, though.